It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch Finley on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Nobody I would rather share a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull with than my man Santana Moss.
He ought to drink it just on the rocks.
Now, listen, everybody knows how good of a player Tana is. He's even cooler of a person, and yes. I mean that sincerely. Tana, man, what up?
My dog.
What's good, fella?
What's up, baby?
How y'all doing?
Man, we good, man. We still riding the high off of this game from last week, and now we're going up to the Meadowlands, and you know I could be up there. Your thoughts?
Yeah, the G-man. The G-man. Oh, my God. Yeah, we know how it is, but, you know, this team, man, this year, I feel like they all moved to a different beat, man, so I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I have a time of my life, man, when I'm coming to the game, listening to you and talking with, BC and everything, so I can't wait, man. Looking forward to it.
Tana, in your career, did you ever catch a Hail Mary?
No, never caught a Hail Mary. I remember running them things a million times. We used to do them so much right before halftime. I got sick of them. I'm like, bro, why we do this stuff before halftime? Like, it serves no purpose. You know, most quarterbacks don't want to get that incompletion. They don't want to have that on there. You know, they don't want to have an interception or something like that. And you used to get quarterbacks that basically told us, like, look, I'm trying to heave this thing out the back of the end zone. So don't even run down there full speed. You know what I mean? But, I never caught one, never been a part of a game that I was actually a part of that someone came down with one. So you can just imagine how I'm feeling about, you know, last week Sunday and the end of that game.
Well, I have to apologize to Tana, man, because I high-fived him hard as possible.
I mean, I saw you guys in the tunnel.
And we were excited,
all
man.
All of us were in the tunnel, but it was that was an absolutely wild, wild feeling. Tana, I was curious. We just played some Terry McLaurin audio. I don't know if you heard that, but you know Terry really well.
Yeah.
How happy do you think – honestly, dude, we were on the postgame show a couple years back when Terry was going into his contract year, and I remember you talking to Terry about, hey, you really got to kind of judge your future and make sure it works out best for you.
Uh-huh.
How happy are you as a wideout that Terry now has a quarterback like Jaden?
Well, you know, it's crazy because we've watched Terry for years, and he's got the job done regardless. But I can feel the energy is different from him. You know, I remember, I talk about this every time I get a chance to speak on Terry is after that Cincinnati game, man, that night he came and gave me a hug. B. Mitch, remember this.
Yeah.
He came and gave me a hug, and he said they could cancel Christmas now because the young man knows that he can count on me. That's all I needed. And I remember that little bit from him because that's what every receiver feels. Once the quarterback understands who he has as a target, I mean, the sky's the limit. And I think that's what you're seeing right now. Like, you can look back at all those games and you kind of put them all together, and you can see Jaden was slowly trying to find out who is his guy. And now it's like he don't even think about it. When he sees Terry with that favorable matchup, bam.
Go to him.
You know what I mean? And that's what you saw last week, man, when you saw that big, you know, he hit him. He tried to go to him on the sideline on a little comeback. It was a little too high. And he came back the exact next play, and hit him 60 yards down the field. So that's what he feels when he's out there with Terry. And Terry let him know that from day one. What I love about him, man, Terry's one of those guys. He's up close and personable, man. You know, he's talking to Jaden, you know, day in and day out, trying to find, you know, more things that they can do and more things that can make that connection comfortable. So I love listening to him, man. Well-spoken, and I love watching him go out there and do his thing on the field as well.
Tanner, you play with a lot of different quarterbacks. And, you know, Terry started off his career. He got it done with the guys he had, but now he has a special one. When you get somebody special, what's the feeling you get as a receiver?
I think you feel like that. You ever play Mario Brothers when he ate that mushroom and he just on fire? He's just running and everything. That's how you feel, man. You feel like you can't be stopped. You feel like, man, you know, one of the things that I felt with Mark Brunell is the same thing I felt with Benny Testaverde when I was in New York. It's like, it's nothing you could present to me that's going to stop me unless you double me. And even when they double me at times, Mark or Benny found a way to get me the ball. And that's what I'm seeing now with, you know, with this connection with Jaden and Terry. There's nothing you can do to stop these guys. And one of the things that goes along with having two dynamic players like that is having a great OC who can dial it up for you. So that's one of the things I'm love to sit back watching that. You see Cliff is in his bag, but those guys are allowing Cliff to be in his bag because they're going out there and getting the job done every time he calls that play, and that's what you want from your guys.
Talking with Santana Moss, over 10,000 career receiving yards, 66 NFL touchdowns. Mm. Tana, you know, one of the things that was pretty interesting over the last week is people were trying to figure out where that moment ranked as far as Washington wins. And one win that got brought up all the time was on your back, the Monday Night Miracle in Dallas when you caught those two touchdowns late in the game. How did this one feel for you as somebody, you know, obviously you work for the organization, but like this organization is a part of your life. How did it feel for you to see them hit the Hail Mary?
I was lost for words. I didn't know how to, you know, actually sit there. I mean, we was getting a chance to talk about it and, you know, they asked me to share my, you know, sentiments on it. And I couldn't share them. I didn't know what to say because I was still on the high, you know what I mean? But I think when you look back at different game winners, you know, I kind of mentioned the one that I did with Jacksonville also, that overtime game at home in Jacksonville when, you know, as a fan and as an alumni watching it, I remember the feeling of me catching that pass on the sideline, the left sideline, going into that same end zone against Jacksonville in overtime in 2006. To me, I put that memory of my, you know, walk-off, you know, game-winning touchdown in front of the Cowboy game. But I understand what the Cowboy game meant, you know, the Monday Night Miracle meant, because that was Monday night. It was a lot of other stuff riding on it. But when you compare all those, man, I think the one that we just saw, the Hail Mary, got to be number one. I think it has to be number one. I think just for the sake of just where our team is at right now, with the organization, with all the fans coming back into the stadium, just seeing the wave presented in the stadium, man. I mean, when you add all that stuff that's being brought to the atmosphere, and then to finish a game like that, a game that you had already had won, you had wrapped up, and then you let it slip away late in the game, and then you find a way to say, oh, not so fast. Yeah. Here you go. You know what I mean? Here you go. And, I mean, that's why I feel like it ranks number one, because it was just one of those things that you didn't expect us to have that moment, because that game was won. And then we had to go out there and dig deep and say, oh, you know what? We don't have quit in us. So here you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. And you know, and I think that what keep resonating with me, we were leaving, Cincinnati? Mm-hmm. And I forgot her name. A young lady said, y'all riding the car with me to the airport. And when she started talking about everything is different now, this is a family. Everybody is working for the same common cause. Every time I see another step, her voice keeps resonating in my ear about the togetherness and how things are right now.
Yeah. I mean, you can feel it, though, B. I mean, you know, when we around those guys, man, I like to look at folks' eyes. You know, I'm one of those guys, even though I'm not, you know, the guy that's always, you know, talking to everybody, I'm a observative. So I'm observing everything. You know, I'm observing who is who and what is what. And man, I just like the energy I feel from just the staff alone. You know, everybody seems like they about their business, but when you speak to them, man, they all polite. You know what I mean? They welcoming. They don't give you that standoffish, like, I don't want to be spoke to. Like, I don't want to be around you. They understand, man, we all one. We all a family. And, you know, you kind of – I'm one of those guys, too, also, when it comes to being a guy that I played here. I don't walk around saying that I should be treated a certain way because of what I've done here. No, I understand, man. It's their time now. Yep. You know what I'm saying? I'm just happy to be a part of it. So the energy is everything, and I think energy sets the tone for all that you're able to do, especially positive. You know, positive things, and I think that's one of the things that all the guys talk about, how, you know, this coaching staff kind of present that kind of energy when they come into the building. Like, look, this is supposed to be fun, you know, and like one of the guys we just talked to, he talked about how, you know, they have the music going on, you know, in some of the meeting rooms before they sit down and watch, you know, film and all that stuff. Like, that stuff get guys out of whatever they could be going through. I remember having moments, man, in my career where home wasn't just, you know, it wasn't right. You know, I had stuff going on, you know, personally that I needed to get away. And when I stepped in that building, that's where I went out there and escaped from the madness. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love playing the game, because I got on the field and I was able to, you know, whatever I had going on mentally at home or you know, off the field, I was able to, you know, not think about it while I'm between those white lines. And I think that's what guys look forward to. So when you have a coaching staff that understands that, they bring that kind of energy out of you, man. It means the world. And that's why you see these guys going out there, landing on the line for this staff, landing on the line every play for their teammates and for their brothers.
It is really remarkable, because even in my capacity, I could feel the difference. Mm-hmm. But, Tan, I wanted to tell you this, and I know the folks in Ashburn pay attention. I went on NBC4, I don't know, 2 weeks ago when they were retiring Daryl Green's jersey, and that was much deserved. I think they got to get you in the Ring of Fame, man.
I heard you mention that, man. I meant to tell you, I appreciate that. You know, I'm one of those guys, man. When it come, it come. You know, if I'm worthy of it, then I can't wait to receive it. But you know, I'm never going to be the person that say, hey, you know, what about me? I think that's
my job. I'll do that for you.
Yeah, most definitely. So I appreciate you. You'll be my spokesman. I'm gonna send some shirts and some hats for you, since you want to, you know, go ahead and be the front.
All good. Yo, what do you think? So it's obviously a big game. If you can get to 2-0 in the division, I mean, Philly's got Jacksonville coming to town. It's hard to think that doesn't end up being an Eagles dub. What do you think happens Sunday?
You know, Giants are always a tough match. And I think, you know, with that being said, this team is going to work their behind off this week, knowing what the Giants presented to us last time around. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the first game where we played the team before already this year. Now they know a little bit about us. So we got to go in this game with a different kind of game plan. You know, this is where I'm going to be sitting there watching and say, what do Cliff do offensively that's going to show these guys something that they saw last time? And he either say, I'm going to change it, or I'm going to either say, hey, you know what? Yeah, I know you saw this last time, but stop it again. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So this is now the one of those games where we're really going to see what this team is made of, because when you get a division play, that's one thing. But when you get a division play with a team that's riding high with a first-year quarterback, first-year offense, now you get the chance to play a team that you played and beat already. Let's see how they step up or match up this second time around. So the Giants is the first team that's going to face us twice already. Yeah. And we know how tough it was last time. Let's see if it's that tough this time. But I do believe our team is a much better team from week two. I think collectively, offensively, defensively, special teams-wise, you know, special teams won us that game in week two.
Yeah.
I think right now going forward, we've seen our defense rise. We've seen our offense get better. And now just kind of go out there and play. You know, I think this staff is going to have these guys prepared, because they understand what it takes week in and week out to go out there and be dominant. And I'm just looking for a good game, man. But I think I also believe that we win the game. I don't think it's going to be one of those games where everybody else trying to put that juju on us, man. Oh, you know, the Giants. Yeah, I know the Giants. But this is a different year and a different team. So let's not think about the past.
Let's get touchdowns, baby.
Different year, different team, same Santana. We love you, man. Thanks for making time for
Tanner,
us.
Man.
Well, I got a dinner reservation tomorrow night, Tanner, depending where you're at.
Holler at me. I'm down.
All right. Santana Moss, the great. Follow him on Instagram at
my road dog.
8-2-9. Be getting everybody in trouble.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.